Chapter 10. More Fun in the Park. I went to Central Park many more times during my summer stay there, and it was often to see a free cultural event. More than 30 pop and jazz concerts are programmed there in the summer. I enjoyed Rubén Blades' concert the most because I was able to teach Elaine a bit of salsa dancing. I also saw a full production of Verdi's opera La Bohème. I went to one very special event that was a mixture of culture and sports. It's the Broadway Show League, Jason said. Most of the Broadway shows form teams with their actors and technicians and play softball every Thursday morning. What's softball? I asked. It's just like baseball, only it's played with a bigger ball, which is also a little softer, Jason explained. The tradition of people from different shows playing softball against each other started as informal games in the 1950s. Eventually, a proper league was formed. They've even got a sponsor now who donates money to fight AIDS. I'll be playing on the Man of La Mancha team next Thursday morning. Do you want to come and see the game? Sure, I replied, but I'm worried that I won't understand what's going on. I explained that although I'd played baseball in Florida when I was little, I remembered very little about the rules. Well, let's ask José Luis if he's free that day, said Jason. I'm sure that he knows the rules for baseball and softball. After all, he's working as a sports journalist here. José Luis said that he would love to go to the game. I might even write a short article about it for my newspaper, he added. The following Thursday, the three of us walked to Central Park. It was a beautiful, sunny summer's day. We entered the park on 63rd Street and soon reached an enormous area that had at least six different softball fields inside it. It was interesting and fun to see the actors from Jason's show dressed as normal people outside the theatre. However, there were some people on his team that I didn't recognise from the show. I asked Jason about it just before their game against the show The Lion King started. You don't recognise them because they're our technicians, Jason explained. Nobody sees them, but they're also an important part of our production. José Luis and I sat on some seats on the side of the field and watched the game. Everyone on both teams was having a lot of fun, although it was clear that both teams wanted to win. I was glad that José Luis was with me because he helped me a lot by explaining what was happening in the game. "Are you guys from Spain?" asked a voice behind us. We turned around and saw a man wearing a baseball hat and sunglasses. We recognised him immediately. It was Antonio Banderas. I remembered reading that he was starring in his first Broadway musical. "I heard you two talking in Spanish and recognised your accents," he continued. "Especially yours," he said to José Luis. "You're also from Andalusia, aren't you?" José Luis nodded. "Do you mind if I sit with you?" Antonio Banderas asked. "I wanted to see a Broadway show league game, but I don't know much about softball, and it sounds like you do. It's also nice to speak to people from my own country." "We don't mind at all," I responded quickly. He sat down and watched the rest of the game with us. He was very nice and very funny. He asked José Luis a lot of questions about softball, but he also wanted to know about us. I couldn't believe that I was spending a lovely summer's morning in Central Park talking and laughing with Antonio Banderas. This could only happen in New York, I thought. "Thanks for letting me sit with you," he said when the game ended. "It was great to see the game with you. I'd like to invite you to my show. I'll tell the people at the ticket office at the theatre to expect a phone call from my two Spanish friends. Phone when you've got a free evening, and there will be two free tickets waiting for each of you. However, you must promise to come to my dressing room after the show to say hello, okay?" "Okay," we said in unison. Another memorable event in Central Park that summer was going to see Shakespeare in the Park. Every summer, a free Shakespeare play is performed in Central Park in a theatre called the Delacourt, which is located close to where the Philharmonic concert was held. That summer, Michelle Pfeiffer was starring in the Shakespeare comedy Twelfth Night. The same group of people that were at the Philharmonic concert went to the play. This time, we decided to go on a Sunday evening so that Jason could also come. His play only had an early afternoon performance that started at 2 p.m. on Sundays. He promised to meet us in the park after it was over. Although the Shakespeare performance started at 8 p.m, plans were made to meet near the theatre at 11 a.m. "Why are we meeting so early?" I asked Jason that morning. "People line up to get their free tickets early, and it's done in an original way," Jason explained. "There's a nice field next to the theatre, so people organise picnics while they wait for someone from the theatre to distribute the tickets. The line actually consists of different picnics. Sometime between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m, a representative from the Delacorte asks people to form a proper line so that he can distribute the tickets for that evening's performance. Everyone takes their things, lines up and receives their tickets for that evening's show. "That does sound like a very original and enjoyable way to wait for tickets," I observed. "But you won't be there to get a ticket." "Don't worry," said Jason. "Every ticket is good for two people. We can both go in with your ticket." It was another beautiful summer's day, and we had a delicious and relaxing picnic while we were waiting for the tickets. I had brought Jason's football with me, and after getting the tickets, we organised a small match between us and the group of people who had been behind us in the line. Although Americans in general aren't big fans of football, I was surprised to see that a few of the people actually played quite well. The production of Twelfth Night was as good as any Shakespeare play that I'd seen in London, and I was very impressed with Michelle Pfeiffer. She was excellent as Olivia. "I can't believe how many things I've done in this park," I said to Elaine as we left the Delacorte Theatre. "It's a very special park for a very special city," she replied, smiling at me and taking my hand.